welcome to an edition of Stark Silver Creek Presents. I'm here with Haddon Givens Keim, who is the composer and sound designer for As You Like It from the San Jose Repertory Theater. Thank you, Haddon, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Is it Lonnie?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
It is. Oh, it's wonderful to be here on Stark Silver Creek.
I was surprised you had to ask who I was. I mean, don't you know from all the stuff we've done on our website?
from your Twitter feed, from the trending topics. Yes, of course. It's a horrible faux pas. I'll try not to do it again.
So, Haddon, can you tell us a little about what a composer and sound designer are? We were speaking about how oftentimes they're two different roles, but you did both for As You Like It.
Every show done in a large theater, at least, and most shows done in small theaters, need sound designs. And a lot of people don't know that there is somebody there, programming that toilet flush sound that's coming from backstage, or the birds chirping in the air, or things like that. But just like every show needs a costume designer or a lighting designer, or a set designer to make it look good. Most oftentimes these days, a sound designer is also brought in to give the show that dimension of, realism or magicalism, depending on what the show is and what the director would want. And in my case, I was trained as a composer, and so I first got into sound design through a composer's lens. And in doing so, I like to do sound designs. I like to treat sound effects and sounds almost as if they were the same as writing for an instrument or something like that. And so I get work oftentimes as both a composer and a sound designer for theatrical productions, which is what I did on As You Like It at San Jose Rep.
And that's, we've seen the play, and it must have been very interesting because the play has two separate halves. You have some of the wrestling stuff, very urban, modern, and then you have sort of the forest. So that must have been interesting from a sound design perspective.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Rick, our director, had a vision for this show to be... usually it's set in like the Elizabethan. If you were going to do a classical staging of As You Like It, you would set it in a court and in the forest. And in this case, Rick wanted to have a take, an artistic take on how technology has influenced our lives. And so he decided instead of the court scenes, which are usually like set in a castle or a castle garden, he would set this in a dark city, a Gotham kind of a feel to it. And so what that means as a composer and a sound designer is that I am free at that point to use all kind of electronic sounds, all kinds of computer-generated oral textures and contemporary textures that you would hear in hip-hop or heavy metal even, but then when we transitioned to the forest, he wanted all of that to go away. He wanted the dichotomy between the city, the dark Gotham city, and the magic of the Forest of Arden to be very different, and so we switched completely to acoustic textures. We had live musicians playing. I was only able to write for soprano and accordion and guitar, and so that was very different than the first part of the show, which is all kinds of computer music and heavy metal, even during the wrestling match and things like that. So, I tell you, it was a fantastic thing to work with the talented artists that are in the show. There's a woman named Sepita Moafi, and we call her Seppi. And she is has an amazing soprano voice, mm-hmm. And I believe this was one of the first times, if not the first time, that she is featured as just an actress. Usually, she is singing opera roles all over the country, really. And so, I had as a composer this amazing musical instrument at my disposal, And I wrote the songs specifically for her. We put them into her range and her sweet spots, and she had a lot of input into the phrasings of the songs and the tempo of the songs and those kind of things. And it really, the when we're in the Forest of Arden, the music comes to life in a way that I mean, as a composer, I'm sitting back on opening night thinking, who wrote that? You know, because I sure didn't. You know, she really kicked it into a life all its own with her performance in the show, and I really hope that those folks listening and will go and see it and see for themselves, see and hear for themselves the beauty of her voice.
Well, Clint and I definitely noticed it in the audience. In fact, afterwards we checked on her background as well, because we thought for an actor she had an incredible voice, and it was no surprise that that was where she started off. You mentioned quite a bit about the vision that you talked to Mark Rick about for As You Like It. How long did that start prior to opening night, As You Like It? How far back did you start talking to Rick about the vision and the work?
That's a great question, and it's one of those questions that there's a lot of background there that a lot of most people don't realize what goes into a show. Kind of like when you're watching one of your favorite movies and you go back and you research how it was made, and wow, they've been working on this movie for 10 years. You know, you didn't realize it, that they would have done that. For theater, it's nowhere near like film that way. But Rick first called me for the job, I think it was back in February. And so I decided at that point, this was the first time, this was the 10th show that I've done with Rick as a collaborator. And I decided for the first time to make a blog about it, really start blogging every step along the way, because I've been asked by a few people if I would like to teach a course on you know, how to do a sound design, how to compose music for theater at some point in the future here in Atlanta. And so I decided, you know, this is a perfect opportunity. I'm writing both live music and a sound design. So he called me back in February, and I put up a website, which you can now go see if you'd like. It's at A-Y-L-I, which is As You Like It. So go to http://A-Y-L-I.PUMDLR.com, and it's a tumble log that's set up, and it shows the whole I tried as best I could to provide the whole story for what I was going through, and so and it was all good what I was going through. I made it kind of sound ominous there, but what we started to do was early this summer write the songs first, because we knew that with me in Atlanta and everybody else at San Jose, that they would need to have the sheet music for the songs, and they would need to set the songs into the scenes before I even got to town. And I got to town about I think a week before we opened for a preview audience, and in that week, you know, by the time I saw the first rehearsal, all the songs were already in the show, and all I had to do at that point was tweak them, a couple of things, you know, for the guitar, the accordion, or for Seppi. But really, the performers, our actors and performers were had really solidified as a band at that point, and it was amazing to see. But then I also had to throw the sound design into the show. So at that point, I don't want to bore your listeners, but you know, it has to do with speaker placement, speaker levels, and how everything gets patched into the board, and how sound and lights and we had a projection designer on this show instead of a set designer. Well, actually, he's a scenic designer. He did both. He did really incredible jobs with these big, large screens that are projecting the forest. And so when we would switch, normally when you would switch scenes in a show, you would, you know, move a set piece in or a set piece out. But in this case, we could just throw up the background of a forest or a dark city or something like that. And so how the sound would interact with those images, how the transition music. I still had all of that to do. So that's a long answer to a very short and great question. But I would say I've been working on this show probably for the past 6 months or so, and I'm very, very happy with how it's come out.
It's interesting how you did a lot of pre-work for the music ahead of time, but then you had to sort of be on set, obviously, to design the sound around it. We did check out your website as well and noticed you have composed quite an array of music for various different theater pieces. Want to know, was there a particular style that you have? I mean, is it challenging doing it across all of these different varying projects to have a style, or do you have one, and what is that?
That's another good question. I can hear my style, and my wife can hear my style in the harmonies that I choose and the melodic figures that I tend to gravitate towards. But you're right. I've scored pieces that have been set in Armenia, in Ireland, and in Africa. I've been lucky enough to be challenged by all these different genres: Native American music, reggae, heavy metal, and one of the things I was trained as a film composer at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and you know, one of the things that you get challenged by early on is, and you have a lot of fun with, is opening up your bag of tricks to instruments that you might never have even knew existed, known existed, you know, the last show I did before As You Like It with Rick was in Boston when we did A Streetcar Named Desire, and I love New Orleans, and the show is of course set there, I happened to be going there, and I ended up recording actual streetcar sounds and this and that, and going to a lot of French Quarter blues clubs, old roots music, that kind of thing, and really getting into all that, so that in Dixieland. And so when it came to scoring Stella's Walk Down the Stairs to Stanley, I felt confident, you know, in the saxophone riff that I had playing in the background of that show, you know, that like someone was playing in the French Quarter and Stella was walking down the stairs, and it was a magical moment in that show. So there is a little bit of a research, a learning curve for each show, depending on what your director and your playwright ask for. But it's something that I find is one of the most fun parts of my job, is composing music that going into the project, I have no idea if I'm going to be able to do.
That's actually a good point, and I think that we've heard that same comment being made by actors, especially with The Kite Runner a little while ago. They were talking about one of the most interesting things was going kite flying as part of the research to get into the roles. So it's interesting hearing that you're sort of saying similar things with designing the sounds and the music for a particular piece. Now, it sounds like you did this in Boston. You've had a great run with As You Like It. We thought that the composition, the music was fantastic, especially for Seppi. Well,
thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
What's next for you? What's the current projects you're working on?
Well, right now I am, for my day job, my wife and I had a baby girl back in April, and I am a new media developer for a national nonprofit here in Atlanta. I only get to write for a show, once a year or so now. It used to be many more times during the year, but I am continually working on a couple of projects, one with Rick that hopefully will turn into a new musical at some point soon. I don't know if it'll be done at San Jose Rep or not. I am gearing myself more these days towards the composing and less towards the sound design. I like composing for the theater a lot more than, I mean, I like doing sound design as well, but it's just not what I personally would, you know, gravitate towards. So, again, long answer to a short question. I think it's, I have a couple of musical projects that will hopefully one day turn into something that you'll be able to buy a ticket for. Rick and I actually wrote a musical back in Boston, and that played at his New Repertory Theater, where he used to be the artistic director over there. And that was an incredible experience. And he's a fantastic collaborator in every respect. I've probably learned more about sound design, about composing, about everything, acting, directing, producing, even picking the shows and working with playwrights from Rick than most people who have degrees in theater, I feel.
Well, it's great that you guys have such a good working relationship. It definitely shows in the end production. And sometime off the record, we have to dig into some dirt from Rick's past. Obviously, we didn't know you were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. I can't wait.
So, Haddon, I want to thank you for the time you spent today. It's great getting the behind the scenes. The music was such an integral part of As You Like It to chat with us. And good luck with your future endeavors. Just to give people the other website, you also have your own website, Haddon Given Kime, and we'll put it up on Stark Silver Creek so people can link to that as well as they As You Like It site. Now, you mentioned you are working on a new nonprofit. Which one is that? Do you want to sort of make folks aware of?
Yeah, sure. It's very different than artistic work. My wife is a pastor here in Atlanta. She's a Presbyterian pastor. And I work for a nonprofit that helps people who would like to go to seminary, get funding for their studies. So we help all kinds of young people go into, with programs that discern if going into being church leaders is right for them or not. And then if they decide to, we have programs that will help them out with the money it takes to go to seminary these days. So it's very different, but at the same time, all I get to do is help build communities, with these new media tools, and we're working on a whole bunch of new website stuff. So I get to geek out in that way and write website code instead of notes on the page. And that's another fun thing that I really like to do.
Well, thank you, Haddon, for your time. And I'm sure with all the projects you're working on, we'll be talking, I'm sure, again, and maybe even about another Rick Lombardo theater presentation. So thank you for your time.
I certainly hope so. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure to be on Stark Silver Creek.
This is Lonnie Stark of Stark Silver Creek. Thank you for joining us on another edition of Stark Silver Creek Presents.